Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
As we head into peak shopping season, I'm joined now from Ballydesmond in Cork by Sarah McHale. And Sarah is a bargain hunter and founder of the Beady-Eyed Bargain Facebook site. Sarah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And Sarah, you have 250,000 followers on your Facebook page.
Yes,
and you and your followers, you share deals, discount codes and that kind of thing, isn't it?
We do, yeah. We post deals, bargains, anything we find out there, online codes, better offers, just to help people save money.
Okay, and you're going to give us a few cost-saving tips for Christmas in a minute, but first of all, we did set you a task, and that was to buy things for various people in your life and get bargains. I know you have gamers in the house. What's a good reasonably priced gift for a gamer?
Well, the Xbox gamer, there's a 12-month game pass, and that's retailing in some shops for €55. But you can go onto CD Keys and get it for £42.49, saving of £12.50, which is for exactly the same thing, but it's digital download.
Okay.
And there's no difference. It's the same thing, so that's great for the gamers.
You're a fan of useful presents. You're suggesting an extension lead.
Yeah. Oh, for the techie, yeah. There's a tower extension lead, and I know my kids have got wires and plugs all over the desk.
Totally, we all do, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, and it doesn't look very nice, and it's quite dangerous in some cases. So for a techie's gift, I would recommend a tower extension lead. And we've got one on the page at the moment, and that's got eight plug sockets, 3 USB points, and the USB C point. And that's a small tower. It takes up a tiny bit of space, and that's €18.84 on Amazon, which is around €21. And then you get free delivery when you spend over 25 with no charges. So that's a great gift for a teenager.
You see, you're my kind of person. I think all these people giving each other stuff nobody wants and
exactly.
You know, pretty things and everything.
Yeah.
People love getting, it might seem an unromantic gift, but people love getting something that's going to affect their lives in a useful kind of way. What are you recommending for the foodie in your life?
Well, for a foodie, again, being practical, a coffee shop voucher for the favourite coffee shop.
See, brilliant idea.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the coffee shops now sell their own brand coffee beans. And a lot of people have got the coffee grinders, or they even sell their own coffee mugs, reusable coffee travel mugs. So that's a great gift. It's a great gift. Or even for their favourite cafe.
Something for the gardener?
Gardening gloves. They've got cheap gardening gloves.
Okay.
I know it sounds really practical, but in Deals and Woodies, they've got gardening gloves. And if you're forever in the garden, pottering around, weeding, doing the brambles, you get rips in your gloves and they get wet, and you're running in changing them all the time. So you can never have enough gardening gloves if you're out in the garden a lot. And I think another thing that a gardener would like is a cup with a lid, because when you've got a cup of tea and you're outside and you're gardening and there's mud flying around or there's flies, there's something in your tea, I just think a cup with a lid is an ideal gift as well. But they can be got in most garden centres for about €10.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, Sarah, a lot of people in workplaces and even in families and stuff might do a Secret Santa or a Chris Kindle, often a price cap, like say a tenner. How would you spend a tenner on somebody?
Yeah, there's lots of gifts, especially online as well. There's Look Fantastic Island. They have a beauty blender crease brush, €25 off. That's now £6.45. I mean, delivery is £4.95, but it's free on spends over 40. But for £6.45, €25 off, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And they've also got a Real Techniques brush sponge complexion kit for half price at £9.45. So there's lots of things to be under €10. Amiga's Pharmacy, they have a Sorsu nudist lip kit. It's a kind of a nude colour lipstick and a nude colour pencil, and that's how much was that for? That was £8.97, 40% off.
Okay, so there are little luxuries out there. Is shopping around is a big part of saving money, is it, Sarah? It's obvious to say, but it is.
Yeah, you have to shop around. You have to compare prices. Dunnes is a great one. This, for an example, they have...
there are other supermarkets, we should say.
Yeah. In one store, there's the Freddo chocolate bag. Sorry about that. And in another store, they have... That's a 4 euro in one store. And in another store, they have 2 for 6.
Yeah, and so you get it. You actually will get all the prices laid out in ads in the newspapers usually at this time of year, so you can compare
you
the box of celebrations. Yeah. There can be 1 or 2 euros and that at different times and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Listen, Sarah, you know, a lot of the time when you're buying online, you get to the checkout, the online checkout, like, and there's a space to put in a discount code.
Yeah.
And most of
yeah.
us don't have a discount code. And then even if you look up their sites claiming to give you discount codes, I can never figure out. Where do you get the actual discount codes that work?
Well, a lot of the sites have sign up to our email right at the bottom of the page for 10% off or 15% yeah. off or new customers. Google discount code for such and such a place. Things like that. We get given exclusive discount codes to post on the page.
Okay. So that's on BDI
Bargains. Always
look
for a discount. Look for a discount code because there's normally always one. And if you can't find one, try welcome. Try welcome 10. If it's Christmas, try Christmas 10. Try Christmas. Try New Year. if it's Halloween, try Halloween 10. So always just try random codes and you just might get lucky.
Sarah, you are so my kind of person. This is brilliant. Listen, if people are looking for value in toys to run up to Christmas now, any advice for them?
Yeah, there's lots of toys on. There's big stores do a lot of toys. They do 3 for 2, and people forget about charity shops. People have clear outs at this time of year, and they give a lot of the unused toys to charity shops to make way for new toys. And there's a charity shop can be a little gold mine. But the thing is not to stress and Santa can't bring everything that's on a child's list. They're only ideas for Santa. They're not, you know, you don't get everything that's on Santa's
list.
They're only ideas. They're only
absolutely
ideas for Santa.
Absolutely, well said. I know you would say be mindful where you're buying from. If you're buying, not the Santa knows what he's doing, but if you're buying presents for a young relative or anything, you need to be careful about buying which website you buy them off geographically and stuff. Yeah, did you have a Paw Patrol accident?
Oh, I did. Yeah, it was about 5 or 6 years ago now. There was a Paw Patrol truck, and it was €20 cheaper from AliExpress. And I thought, well, that's bargain, saving €20 on the Paw Patrol. Anyway, Christmas morning, my husband put some batteries in. He said, "Where did you get that Paw Patrol truck from?" I said, "Well, the Express, why?" It said, "It's the Paw Patrol songs in Chinese." And we're just singing Paw Patrol in Chinese. But he's laughed.
Yeah, well, of course, they remember there was that thing where we were all supposed to start teaching the kids Mandarin because that was the future. I don't know, I think people calmed down about that one.
Yeah,
probably no harm. Okay, listen, Sarah McHale, thank you very much. And the Facebook site for people who want to look at it is BDI Bargains.
BDI Bargains on Facebook.
Okay.
It's not the letter BDI, it's BEADYI. It's BDI.
BDI. Okay.
Yeah, because you need a BDI to spot a bargain. That's
absolutely.
The idea
and listen, Sarah, I can tell you have a BDI. Okay, Sarah McHale, thank you very much.